Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Well, we could stop right now and go home. We've been ministered to, haven't we? All right. We're going to have Aiden sing with next time. So he does a pretty good job, too. Oh, my goodness. We've been ministered to from the very beginning, haven't we? Already. So glad to see all of you here today. And how many know God is good? He is faithful, too. He is faithful. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's just see what the Lord has for us this morning. Every song, oh my goodness, every song, every testimony, every word has been right on this morning. Don't forget, Wednesday night, it's going to be good. Bible study, Brother Gary, he's already got that word burning in him, so he's ready to go. So we'll see what the Lord has for us. I encourage you to come out and be with us. It doesn't last very long, but we, unless the Lord just takes over. And we start at 7, and our kids are having a wonderful time in their in the Vacation Bible School. So that's they're having a good time there. All right, well, let's just take our scripture text from Matthew chapter 24. We're going to look at verses 3 through 5 and then 12 through 14. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceives you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." Of course, we see that Jesus goes on and talks about various things, but let's pick it up in verse 12. And he says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Title of my message this morning is God Has a Remnant That Will Endure. God has a remnant that will endure. As we get closer to the coming of the Lord, I believe we will see where for many it will be a fearful thing. And the reason for that is because their hope and their dependence has been on the wrong things. Their hope has been on the things of the world that the world has offered. And instead of putting their faith and their trust and their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible tells us that men's hearts will fail them for fear. But understand, again, God has a remnant who will endure, who have not compromised their faith, and who will stay the course. Is there anybody in here who has determined you're going to stay the course? Amen. Amen. And who will stand strong and do exploits till that last trumpet sounds? In fact, I just have to tell you, I believe that God is already at work raising up those men and women and even children around the globe who will operate in the supernatural power of God's Spirit. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of what He's doing in this end time. Amen? And I believe they're going to be, it's going to be different to anyone who has ever lived before. Listen, for every season and time, God has something for the particular generation that lives in that season of time. And so this last generation, they call it Generation Z, and now Generation Alpha. And I believe it is that this is the one that will see the return of the Lord. And I believe this generation is the greatest generation then that has ever lived. We who are alive in these last days are different to the saints of God that have already passed on. You see, Paul spoke about two different kinds of people when Jesus returns. He tells of those who died before he returns and those now who are alive when he returns. Here's what Paul wrote, and it's recorded for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So you see, we are told then to comfort, to encourage, to reassure each other with this portion of the word. We can already see the world becoming a dangerous and uncertain place to live in. Thank God for his protection over Donald Trump yesterday. Former President Trump gave God all the glory yesterday, because it was a miracle that he was saved from that assassin's bullet. And again, the Bible warns that many will die prematurely because they will be overcome by fear when they see what is happening. Practically every day we're seeing things happen before our eyes, such as large banks suddenly going under, refusing then to let people get to their money. There's protests in the streets, racial and ethnic uprisings breaking out everywhere. Prices for our everyday needs, especially in the food area, going sky high. We've all realized that. But listen, God wants us, as his chosen ones, as his body called the church, to walk in an anointing that we have been given and not be fearful of any end time events. Can you say amen? But to have a spirit of faith, a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and for sure, a spirit of a sound mind in these last days. When we see then these things come to pass as each day goes by, we need to encourage one another. Why? Because it's an indication that God will raise up this present generation in power. In fact, he's already doing such a thing. In the past, God imparted an anointing for specific people and for specific people groups. And there is also an anointing that is coming upon the church in these last days that I believe is going to be different to the anointing that has been in any other generation that has come before. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says this, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And I believe for every time there is an anointing corresponding with that season, for which God has a plan then for those people that are alive at that time. So if we are to believe then the signs of the end times as taught by Jesus, this present generation is without a doubt the generation that will see Christ return for his bride called the church. And if you are a child of God, then this is the most exciting time, Brother Tony, to be alive. It's certainly not a time to be fearful of anything. Luke 21:32 says this, assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things are fulfilled. So as true believers, it's going to be imperative that we make wise choices in the days to come. Sadly, there will be those believers who will not prepare themselves. And most likely they will not place a demand on God or even desire for a fresh anointing upon their lives. Listen, if you sang that song this morning, Lord, you do what you want to do in me, you better mean that, because He will. He'll expose everything in your heart that needs to be exposed. He desires a fresh anointing upon their lives so that they can prepare themselves then for the things that are about to manifest on the earth. The wisest choice then that we could make right now as believers is to seek for a fresh outpouring of God upon our lives. We called it a move this morning in our song, so that we can be anointed for God's end-time plans and His end-time purposes in our lives. Listen, as God's people, as that remnant army, we need to be battle-ready in the Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Can I tell you this morning that nothing catches God by surprise? These are exciting times, and that's why Paul tells us then to encourage one another with these promises, these end-time promises. Everything about our lives, listen, is in God's hands. Everything that is God's master plan, He's got it. He has already set things in order. He already knows what the enemy's plans are. He already knows how much evil and ungodliness reigns in those high places in our nation, which you've got to know has not just come there. It's been there for a long time. He already knows what Satan wants to do and is planning. But I want to remind every one of us again this morning, God has His own plans. And guess what? They are great plans for us who are His children. He told His prophets thousands of years ago what is going to happen in these end times. So we can make then a wise choice by aligning and positioning ourselves with the very purposes of God. In the past, listen, God has used different people for different kingdom purposes on the earth. God has used events and instances in history to build up His kingdom. And God, listen, has His plans for us in these end days, end times. You need to know God is not in a hurry, and He alone knows the final outcome of everything. Yes. And just as we've played that song before of Johnny Cash, it's all going by the book. Amen. It's going by the book. When God feels then that the gospel of the kingdom has been preached and has reached all the world as a witness to the nations of the earth, listen, then just as we read in our scripture text from Matthew 24, Jesus said, the end will come. So all we need to know is this, that God wants to use us in our season, here and now, while He's getting ready to wrap it up. And that He is willing then to empower us with His Spirit so that we can do great things for Him in this generation. Again, Daniel speaks of the people who knows their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. The anointing then is simply the Spirit of God that empowers us to perform a specific task. And there are specific things that God has for each and every one of us in these last days, and He will anoint us then for those specific tasks. Now, this is not to make us fear, but there are unknown things that I believe we're going to face in the coming days and weeks and months. And we're only going to be able to make it through if we are anointed for those plans. If we as the church of the living God then can discern the times and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church, we then can make our imperfect vessels available to God and then ask Him to fill us with that anointing so that we can work with Him and not against Him. And yes, there is still a work to be done for the kingdom through and by each one of us in our own circle of influence. Listen, you know folks and can reach folks that I may not be able to. And your part, understand clearly with this, your part is no matter how big or how small it is just as important as anyone else's when it comes to the kingdom of God. Did you know that history has shown that Christians can work against the purposes of God simply because they were not ready for change? There are Christian leaders and other believers in the last days who are going to unknowingly work against God's plans simply because they have not searched out the things of God. And you have to know this. If we miss God in these last days, He's going to use then somebody else who is anointed and enlightened to His plans. I, for one, do not want to miss a thing that God has planned. And whatever He wants to use me with, I want to be available. I want Him to do it. We need to have eyes that are open, and minds then that are renewed through prophetic understanding, and hearts that are willing to be flexible to what God is doing. Don't become hard-hearted. Well, that's the only way I've been doing it for 50 years. I'm not going to change. You just can't change. I'm just going to keep doing it. No, you better be flexible to what God is saying do. Amen? Simply meaning that He wants us to look for His move. We sang about it, which will not be packaged in the way we think it will be. Amen. Hear me now. He wants us to be ready for His outpouring, that as it comes, we're going to be able to recognize it no matter how it's packaged and be able then to flow with it. Can you say amen? I want to be able to flow with His Spirit. The Bible teaches that it is the anointing then that breaks the power of the devil. And yes, your own personal testimony overcomes him and will bring him ultimate defeat. Every one of us have a testimony. Isaiah 10 and verse 27, it shall come to pass in that day that His burden will be taken away from your shoulder and His yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed. How? Because of the anointing. The Bible says the wicked are going to become more wicked in these last days. And the only thing then that is going to come up against Satan's wickedness and his power is the anointing of the Holy Spirit on our lives. Understand something with me this morning. We will never be able to take him on without the Holy Spirit's anointing. And we will not be able to defeat him even with yesterday's anointing. And the anointing that you received way back when will not take you through the battle today. God wants us to have a fresh, continual fire burning in us and on us. We need an outpouring of God's Spirit, and we need to be endued with a power from on high. We need a fresh infilling of the Spirit to be able to do what needs to be done in this hour and to be able to come against the assignments of Satan when he comes with the intentions to take you out. Now, I know I'm seeming repetitious in this, but you have to know that it's going to be what keeps us victorious in this last hour. Now think about this. Our positioning is very important. We either position ourselves towards God's purposes, or we are positioning ourselves towards Satan's purposes. If we are continually talking and walking in fear of everything now, and even concerning future events, let me ask, whose purpose are we leaning to? For sure, it's not God's. So if we're not positioning ourselves for God's purposes, we will find ourselves defeated. And that is not what God's plan is for His children. Amen. We will get nowhere if our focus and our priorities are not on God. Have your way in me, O Lord. Do what you need to do. Move in me. There is then, I believe, an urgency today for God's people to seek Him with everything that we have and to be ready to flow with the move of the Spirit. I love it when all of this comes together. Every song that was sang this morning. Stay in a place of surrender to His will. Stay humble before Him. Listen, if you'll stay humble, He'll lift you up in His time. You don't have to worry about being noticed. God will make sure. Do not be caught without the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit in your vessel. This last great move of God is going to be such that if we do not position ourselves spiritually, we are going to miss out. I, for one, do not want to miss out. Would you look at somebody and tell them, I don't want to miss out. If you do not understand then what God is doing in these last days, when it comes, you will not know that it has come. And this morning, I truly feel an urgency and an obligation by God to tell you it's not a time to be playing around with the world. It's not a time to be lackadaisical or nonchalant concerning our spiritual walk. That means being half-hearted and unconcerned. There's no time for that anymore. There is no place for playing around with the devil. And there's no place for to be experimenting with sin. Now is the time to search out the things of God according to the Word and then live by it. Just don't read it and pass over it. You take it. We've already said you meditate on it and you live by that Word. We do not have to compromise with the world one iota. We do not have to compromise with the world one little bit. You speak out for what you believe. You stand your ground and you hold on to your convictions. Oh, they want us to stay quiet. And you better believe they're going to tell you how they believe. You really can live then a sold out life for Jesus, which is by way the best life that you can ever live. It's the best life that you could ever live. We must be ready today. We cannot be ready tomorrow because that's going to be too late. We have to be on fire for God today. So let me ask, how on fire for God are you? There are then what I see as characteristics of the anointing that God is pouring out on His people in these last days. If you haven't seen it yet, you will see it if you're staying tuned into His Spirit. I want to quickly just share some of these with you for just the next few minutes. And I would say that if you've been in church long enough, you know some of these already to some degree. But guess what? We need to be reminded of some things in His Word. First of all, I do believe that there is an anointing through unity. Our families need to be unified. There doesn't need to be squabble all the time. You need to be at unity with your family. Psalms 133, 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So there is an anointing that is going to unite the church or the body of Jesus Christ as a whole before he returns. In fact, we are experiencing that firsthand on a local level, right here in our community with some of our area churches of whom we have connected with. That has happened as we have found that we have the same desire and we have the same passion for God. There's that same love then to help folks that are hurting and to share the love of Jesus. And we have seen that unity as we've come together in what we called our community services. And also just recently when our men had fellowship together in a very powerful service. Just know it will be a mature, unified, and uncompromising bride that Christ will come back for. Others are going to fall away and will no longer exist. Can you imagine the power of the church when it becomes unified or united? Sadly, we know not everyone will unite because of denominational barriers and even because of their own interpretation of doctrine and beliefs. But God has a remnant of believers who are strong and will emerge as a formidable army that will be unstoppable in the coming days. And you have to know God does not recognize denominational barriers. Because his body is going to come across all of those lines of denominations. There's good spiritual on fire believers in the Catholic Church. In every denomination that goes according to this Bible. And we're going to see them come together. It's going to be a church that is going to so love the bridegroom and will gather together for no other reason than its genuine love for Jesus. And need I remind us then that God has not called us for small things. Don't you dare let the enemy suppress your dreams and suppress your visions in this hour. Sure, he's going to tell you how you're not accomplishing anything. Well, Pastor, I'm just not doing anything. No, there's something that you can do. You know, God has put that in you. Well, Pastor, no one hardly comes on Wednesday nights or to our men's breakfast or ladies' fellowship, or they don't come to our monthly community dinners. Well, why waste your time? Close the doors. Well, even on Sunday, some would rather do other things. Listen now, as a church, we are going to do what God has led us to do, whether it's for 2 or 5 or 100 or more. We are not coming down off of this wall. You are doing a great work. And of course, the enemy will try to stop you at every turn. Don't you succumb to the lies of the enemy. And I want to encourage you to do your best then to be here when the doors are open and when some event is offered to you. We have done this. You've got to know we have done this long enough that we know when something is not working and needs to be changed or even stopped. But listen, you will lose out if you stay to yourself very long. Because what happens is the enemy, as a wolf or a lion, is constantly looking for that lone sheep that lags behind and wanders off on his own. Listen, Abraham walked in his anointing and he subdued powerful kings. They recognized the power of God on his life, and they allowed him then to have access to all of their wealth. And just as God magnified Joshua in the promised land, the anointing that we have upon us will magnify us in these last days, which will make us unstoppable in the face of opposition. Amen. Amen. Another anointing that I believe is coming upon the end time church will be that covering anointing. There will be an increase of those out in the open, aggressive attempts to destroy the church, but we will be covered. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will hide us, and we will be like the untouchables, if you please. Psalm 27 and 5, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Listen, the Lord said he's going to hide me and you. When the people, listen, wanted to stone Jesus, his anointing hid him so they could not find him as he walked right through that crowd that wanted to kill him. And I believe that there will be those times where we will be seen, but we will be hidden as well to the enemy. David wrote so many psalms like this because he experienced this anointing when King Saul tried to desperately to hunt him down. It should have been easy to find David because he traveled with such a large group of people. Yet Saul's mighty army could never find him. The anointing on David hid him from the plan of the enemy, and eventually he emerged from hiding to take over Israel. And I can truthfully say, many are in here today, and you have been hounded by the devil as he has desperately tried to stop you and take you out in various ways, whether through sickness or disease or even accidents. But guess what? You're still here. Would you look at somebody and tell them, you're still here. And you're worshiping and you're praising Almighty God. Why do you suppose that is? Because of the anointing that is upon you. Understand with me that as a child of God, under the blessings and in covenant with Almighty God, don't doubt for one moment. Listen to me. Don't doubt for one moment that there is an anointing over your life that declares that you will live and not die in Jesus' name. You declare it every morning. And you declare it every night. I will live and not die. I will live to fulfill the purposes and the plans of God for my life and through my life. Listen, we really are entering a season of God's glory. Don't let your guard down. The Bible says to watch and pray and rejoice. And then when you need to or feel like it, you give them a shout. Everybody needs to shout at least once a day. So not only is there an anointing through unity, and not only is there, I believe, a covering anointing, I believe there is available that anointing of insight coming upon the end time church. 1 John 2 and 20. "But you have an unction," or we could say an anointing, "from the Holy One, and you know all things." Listen, having a spiritual insight is simply this. The Holy Spirit reveals facts and conditions that are true, but for the moment is unknown to us until the moment you need it. That's the unction of His Spirit. Listen, if the Lord chooses to delay His return for any reason, the body of Christ will need to be anointed so that it can navigate through great chaos and confusion and difficulties. In our surviving, no, let me change that. In our thriving. Our thriving will depend on our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I personally would prefer Him to come sooner than later. Yet until He comes, listen, our spiritual eyes and ears are going to need to be opened as we are led by Almighty God. And you have to understand, being led by the Spirit does not mean being led by our circumstances, but it's by hearing the voice of God and being led by His sound that comes from above into our own spirit. And again, it's not a time to be afraid. It's not a time to walk in fear. But we will have to become very intimate with Him and listen to how He wants to lead us. When everybody else is blind and they do not know where they are going, we are going to see through the darkness and through the fog. Meaning that we're going to have supernatural insight, how to deal with anything that comes our way. Something is going to come and happen, and you're going to need to say, Lord, okay, you got to show me what to do. It might be a family situation. Lord, do I speak up or do I stay quiet in this? Do I walk away or do I stand my ground in this? Listen, He'll give you insight. He'll give you the wisdom. We need to ask for His wisdom and His knowledge and His understanding every morning of our lives. We're to so stay in tune with the Holy Spirit that He's guiding us and giving us information in that hour. And guess what? For sure, it's going to be what they call in real time. He'll show you right then. Did you know that there's a man in the Bible by the name of Philip who was a disciple in the Bible, and he functioned with a supernatural anointing? Could we have such an anointing that empowered Philip to run faster than a chariot? Acts chapter 8 tells the story of how the angel of the Lord came and instructed Philip, who was anointed in the Holy Ghost, to run and catch up with a man from Ethiopia, one who had authority, who happened to be riding in his chariot, reading the writings of Isaiah. And Philip caught up with him and got in his chariot with him, and he explained the Scriptures. And the Bible says he preached unto him Jesus. And then they stopped the chariot, and the man accepted the Lord into his heart, and Philip baptized him. But that wasn't the end of the story. Verse 38 and 39 of Acts 8 says that when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and he was found in another city and just went on preaching Jesus. Philip walked in a supernatural anointing, and so can you and I. We can also have that anointing for evangelism, where we're simply preaching and presenting Jesus to a dying world. And you got to understand, that's not a hard thing to do. We make it a hard thing. But it's not hard. Why can't we just tell folks, when He opens that door, just tell them what He did for you, and what He did for you, He'll do for them. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 9:35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. I believe that we are anointed to have a harvest of souls right here where God has placed us in our community, which is ready to receive salvation and receive healing and receive deliverance. You and I have been put here for a purpose. So how about let's do our part? If we do our part, you can be rest assured that God's going to do His part. And if you've been in this word, listen, when that moment comes to speak to somebody, it's just going to flow out. It's just going to flow out with you. Well, Pastor, I just can't remember everything I read. Well, you've got to understand, if you're reading it on a daily basis and on a continual basis, it's just going to be down in there. And in that moment, that right now word is going to come out for that person. Somebody probably just needs some peace or some joy in their life. You can pray peace over them. How many know that's a powerful thing? Amen. And then there's anointing for our finances. Proverbs 8:21, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, that's wealth, and I will fill their treasures. Proverbs 13:22, watch this. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up or stored up for the just or for that righteous person. Please hear me closely. If you cannot release your money into the kingdom right now, you're never going to release it in the future. And I believe that there's going to be a transfer of wealth to God's anointing. But God will only entrust it to those who have been faithful to Him in their finances. God blesses us, blesses what we do by faith as we trust in Him. And God wants us to trust Him in the area of our finances. You have to know it's only a matter of time that money, the currency that we know, is going to fail in this world because they are moving us towards a digital currency. And if we're not yet, if we haven't yet learned then to live supernaturally, we will not survive the coming financial crisis. I believe God is going to transfer the wealth of the world into the hands of His anointed people in the last days. The Bible records for us in Genesis, the 26th chapter, the story of how Isaac sowed during the time of famine. And the story says he ended up reaping a 100-fold return. It says, the Lord so blessed him because of that until he became very great, and the enemy saw it, and they envied Isaac. When money failed in the land of Egypt, God anointed Joseph to preside over all the finances of Egypt. Even Pharaoh recognized the anointing that was on Joseph to do that. And in the end times, I believe God will release the same spirit of Joseph on the church. Now is not the time to stop sowing into the kingdom of God. Don't miss out on your blessing from the giving of your finances. And then here's the last one that I'm going to talk about today. And it's that I believe there's even that anointing to sing new songs. I believe God is going to give us new songs to sing that are going to take us on into our destinies. And what do you mean by that, Pastor? Listen, it has been said historically, new songs have been written during each and every revival period and were sung to remind them of what God did for them. Here's what David wrote in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 3. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Many shall see it and stand in awe and shall trust in the Lord. So why did David sing a new song to the Lord? Because God did a new thing in his life. David went through some tremendous struggles, but we know by the end of his life, God had restored his kingdom. Can I tell you that God is restoring the broken places? God is restoring the broken places. And yes, we know now that God is exposing sin in high places, and especially in the church. Because guess what? He is not coming back for a compromised church. Here's how Paul described it, Ephesians 5:27. He said he's going to present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blemish. Understand, God, though, is still, he's restoring ministries. God is restoring things that have been stolen from us, and when he restores it, we will have a new song to sing. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. And when we sing those songs, guess what? The enemy will flee in fear. And when the devil hears these songs, there will be no more spirit left in him and no fight left in him. As I come to a close this morning, let's make sure that we are growing spiritually in the days to come. Listen, God has called us all for something great. It's not a time to compromise. It's not a time to play around with the world, but it is a time to serve God with everything that you have. Why? Because God is in the process right now of pouring out His Spirit on those who are positioned and ready for something new from Him. I can't say it enough today. Serve God with everything that you have. Stay in that place of surrender to Him. There's no more time to play religious games or to mess around with your salvation. We are anointed for greater things than this world could ever offer. Let's leave today then with a determination that we're going to fall in love with Jesus all over again. If you don't remember anything else today as a true child of God, just know that God is for us and not against us. God is for us and not against us. And He has promised us from Matthew 28:20, He will be with us always, even until the end of the world. Amen and amen. To close this message out today, I've asked Brandon to play this 4-minute video that I want us to watch, as it shows how God is already at work in this hour around the world, and how you're going to see how spiritually hungry people are as they go after God from continent to nation to nation. You're going to be encouraged by it, I believe. All right, we're going to watch it here for just a second.
Out of sight, out of mind is how a lot of people will operate. And in some sense, you can't blame them, because you will not be able to see unless the news or somebody gives you that information. I've been saying for a very long time that we are in a period of a great awakening, and that great awakening is leading to revival, a spiritual revival like we've never seen before. The world is hungry. People have had enough. People have been pent up. COVID, all the stuff, oppression, you're seeing a lot of things develop across the world. You see a lot of things happening in France, Nigeria, many other countries are going through crazy things. And this next generation, the Gen Z, the Gen Alpha, These guys are stepping up and they're hungry. They want to seek the Lord. And so I want to show you guys a quick video of just a sample of what's happening.